Welcome back, my spooky friends. This is Paranormal Stories and Spooky Shiz. I'm your host, Chappy, and let's get to it. All right, welcome back. Today I have a special guest with me, my sister, Rachel. She has had kind of an awakening lately on some things, and I thought it would be really cool to kind of like go through that because it kind of goes along with the paranormal and stuff like that. So
hi, I'm Rachel, and this is gonna be very awkward. So yeah, like my journey into, like, we've always known that there's this other side of things hovering around our family all the time, but we couldn't like clearly define it or know what it is.
Yeah, I've talked about that on previous episodes.
Yeah, so what kind of started me figuring out what it is and not being scared of it is it started with doing Reiki. I don't know if I say that right. I always say Reiki, but I think it's Reiki.
Yeah. I never know how to say it either.
I know. My friend always laughs at me when I talk about it. So it's just energy work. Like, it was really cool. It wasn't spooky, you know. I'm stressed out to the max. I need a release. And I went, and it was crazy because I know I'm connected to the other side, because as like things and issues were popping up in the Reiki session, the person doing them was verbalizing what I was concentrating on and thinking of. Like, she was getting those messages. So I knew there was something to it.
So what does a Reiki session like look like?
You just go, for me and the person that I would recommend starting with, because she's just so open and stuff. You're just going to her house. It's very open, inviting. It's bright and happy energy in there. It's very sunny. And you'll go and like, you'll just talk about what your intention is. Everything with this stuff is about intentions and what problems you're looking to solve or get answers to or energy release.
Mm-hmm.
So you set that and you'll tell the person, and then they'll, you know, if they're taught how to do this. So mm-hmm. with that information, they can do what you need.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And then you're just like laying on a table. It's almost just like meditation. You have calm music. It feels, you're laying on a massage table. It feels like you're gonna get a massage, but there's no massage.
Right.
But you can feel just yourself relax in the energy. And sometimes you cry, sometimes you laugh. Like, it brings out these emotions, which is just a release. That's all it is.
Yeah. And didn't you say there was something to do with like breath work and stuff like that?
Yeah. Breath work has to do with when you're getting into like, well, anybody needs to do breath work. It's what your body needs.
Yeah.
So breath work, though, can lead you down a lot of different paths.
Gotcha.
It is a way to use your body to work for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think breath work would be a whole other class.
Yeah.
And that, like, that, it just feels like even trying to explain it is such a small portion of what it is and what it does and mm-hmm. benefits. Like,
right.
That's definitely something I got to research more on.
Right.
And learn more about. It's not fun. Breathwork sucks.
All right. So tell me a little bit about what came about after the Reiki through the Reiki.
I felt really good and energized. And then some personal stuff came up that was really oppressive.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't go back. Like, because I didn't want people to know what my problems were. And I knew I was so connected that that person would know.
Mm-hmm.
And I know her personally. So I hid. And I hid from my friends and family and everybody mm-hmm. for a long, like, until this past week.
Yeah.
And, like, it's, like, acknowledging that and stuff has been huge. I just had a burden lifted this week.
Mm-hmm.
And, that it was going back to Reiki. Like, there was other things in between that, but the ending, like, the final, like, this is fun. Like, I'm done with that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to pick it up again with another Reiki session.
Yeah.
But we ended up not doing traditional Reiki. We did breath work and accessed the Akashic Records, which we'll talk about more in a minute.
Okay. That sounds really good, really cool. So trying to think, like, we've always been connected to stuff, and like we've never known like how it all like fits together or works really. Did you get any insight on how stuff like works together like that?
Yeah, I do. Like, well, first let's talk about how getting that information, like, mm-hmm. you have to be open to that. First of all, to get that information, everybody has access to this information. Everybody has access to universal knowledge, like the origin of everything. But there's rules and all kind of stuff to mm-hmm. that. So that's why you're just not having everybody walking around enlightened and knowing the secrets of the universe.
There's right.
layers to it. but the information is there. But so last Sunday, mm-hmm. You had asked if I wanted to do tarot cards with you, because mm-hmm. you had kind of started, and I was like, yeah. And that was the catalyst that kind of opened things up. Like, it wasn't scary to me, mm-hmm. and it was almost like I doubt my things that happen. I doubt my abilities or whatever, mm-hmm. but that was almost like a confirmation. So I was like, let's see what that is. So just us doing the tarot that day, like, things make sense. Messages like worked.
Like whenever you pulled, I think you pulled like for my love life or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
And it was exactly like what I need to work through and everything. And I was like, hey, this is pretty accurate. So I've always been pretty impressed by the tarot, like seeing how accurate the reading is.
Yeah, but one thing you have to understand too is with tarot or anything, psychic abilities, energy work, it can all change. Mm-hmm. Like, what we know this minute could be different the next minute, because there is free will and choice.
Right.
And the cards can guide and talk to you and clear things up for you, but they're not meant to be like your way to function through life,
or like your crutch.
Right.
Yeah
So definitely it's always up for interpretation, mm-hmm. but when we did yours, it was like some things that I know you have mentioned to me, mm-hmm. that like you are down on yourself about, like, came up, like letting it go and getting past it. So
exactly. One thing I think is cool about the tarot itself is along the lines of like spooky or like paranormal, like it's so crazy because it's like your deck has a personality or is like alive a little bit. And like, sometimes I would try and like reshuffle because I didn't like what it was telling the person and I wanted to keep it love and light and positive. And the same like three cards would show up that I was trying to get rid of, you know, like, I drew the tower for you. Let me reshuffle. Yeah. Oh, the tower is back. Okay. So I meant to tell you this. You're going to go through it pretty soon.
Yeah. So I think as people who can interpret the tarot and get a relationship with them, anybody has, like I said, anybody can do this. Like, mm-hmm. I never touched the tarot because one, religious stuff kept me from thinking it's okay.
Raised in Christianity, like I've told you guys before, like, you do not mess with tarot cards or anything of the occult or anything non-religious.
Yeah, but until you can put religion in its proper paradigm, it's always going to be an issue for people brought up in that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, and that religion thing's a whole other podcast. Like, it's, oh my goodness. Like, I got so much clarity and was able to release so many of those religious chains, mm-hmm. in my last Reiki session. Like, finally, it was so freeing. And like, it was crazy last night when I was trying to meditate, you know, there's so many things that I'm doing that has a relation. You can see the correlation in religion. Mm-hmm. It's parallel, it's opposite, or it's, you know, equal, you know, counterpart.
Right.
And one thing I learned was, you know, in the religion, they talk about the still small voice,
mm-hmm.
that is my own voice. Like, I never thought that I had that still small voice. And mm-hmm. I'm learning, like, that's me. Like,
yeah,
it's already there. You already have all the tools you need to figure all this stuff out.
Right.
It's if you can wake up and acknowledge it and accept it for what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But with the tarot, when you're talking about the cards will keep coming up. Yes, they will keep coming up. Like, if you had been given the insight to mm-hmm. be able to read cards for people and interpret them, your only job is to give the information.
Yeah. Not sugarcoat it.
No.
Like I was trying to do.
Because you've been given something from the other side. Because they can't give it to that person. That
right.
person can't receive it. Like, you're the conduit. Like, not everybody knows how to tap into that other side. So they need a conduit to interpret and stuff. And that would be, like, you trying to change the tarot, like, reshuffle and change. Mm-hmm. It's almost like you trying to change fate. You're
right.
not allowed to do that.
Right.
And you're definitely not allowed to do that for other people.
Right. Like, I know I drew for, like, my best friend. I would want, if anybody, I would want to give him a positive reading. And all of a sudden, there was, like, negativity. All the cards were negative and everything. So, it was like, I was like, man, I mean, I can reshuffle if you want me to. And he goes, no, it's personal stuff, but that was pretty spot on. So, like, even, like, when it's negative, you have to deliver it.
Right. Because, like...
even if you're not meant to interpret what it means for them...
exactly.
They probably know what it means.
Exactly. It's a message to them. And you have to respect the fact that you're able to give those messages and do it the right way.
Mm-hmm.
But that's also, like, why I think it... people may be scared of tarot because people are like, oh, tarot, and they just pick it up and they haven't, they don't know the magnitude and power that they're messing with. So yes, mm-hmm. there is that factor of being respectful for what you're messing with. It's not just a game. Like, it is real universal knowledge, like
yeah.
coming to you and stuff. So,
well, I'm going to take a short break and then we can get right back into it after this.
Okay.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, welcome back. I think before the break we were talking about tarot cards and kind of like the seriousness of them or like their personality. Do you have any more to say on that?
Oh, yeah, totally. So, you know, I read your cards on Sunday, and Sunday evening some pretty cool stuff happened. Like, I was totally, I felt like bright and sunshine, like just... light energy was radiating out of me is what it felt like. It's just, it was a really cool evening. And some stuff happened, like meeting some people, which was cool and kind of confirmation that like I'm on the right path. Like I met an empath that was like, oh my gosh, your energy, you've got to come talk to us, which was mm-hmm. really cool.
You said your aura was like orange or something.
Yeah. He was like, it was radiating and
yeah.
stuff. And I felt that like, cause I felt good. Like what, you know, you can relate that feeling to like getting a new haircut and a new outfit and mm-hmm. feeling good about yourself. That's how I was feeling.
Yeah.
So, if you think about it, like I'm feeling that way and I'm radiating and someone can recognize it, but other people don't. So mm-hmm. like, if you're not into this stuff, but you're having a day like that, you will notice like someone said, hey, you look different today. You look good. You look happy,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's energy that you're putting out there, whether you acknowledge that's what it is or not, it's energy.
I definitely believe in energy.
Yeah. So, I just kind of wanted to get a tarot deck for myself
mm-hmm.
and I started researching like how you should do that and stuff. And there's a lot of like, you shouldn't buy your own deck or, you know, you should like rituals and stuff. And you shouldn't buy it online. You should buy it in person. And I say you do what you felt led to do.
Yeah, I bought mine on Amazon.
I know some pretty in-tune people that bought theirs on Amazon. But for me, I got the message I needed to do it in person. Mm-hmm. Like, I just couldn't pick a deck online. Like, I was like, I need to go. So I called up a friend who is also on a path of new enlightenment, like mm-hmm. just amazed at all the stuff she's learning. And she didn't have any background in anything paranormal.
Yeah.
Whatsoever. She just always knew there was something more.
Right.
And she doesn't have a religious background either. So it's really interesting that we've come to the same place, you know? Mm-hmm. And we went to Books a Million and we sat down for like 2 hours and laughed and giggled and just enjoyed our time amongst the tarot cards. Just sitting there surrounded by all of them. I have a thing with threes right now, like it almost OCD.
Yeah.
Three thing. And I knew I was supposed to take three decks home.
Yeah.
And
is it like a synchronicity kind of thing or is it?
I don't know. It's just recently I've just noticed three. Like, it's not everything done in three, mm-hmm. but it's anything paranormal, I'm doing it in threes.
Yeah.
Three is showing up everywhere.
Right.
So, you know, at first there was a deck that I saw that I had been seeing online.
Mm-hmm.
And I honestly didn't think that deck was for me, too, because it has a picture of, like, a black high priestess on the front. And I'm like, I'm mm-hmm. not black.
Right.
You know? And I don't know, I just was kind of one of those things like maybe this doesn't, it's not for me, but it keeps coming up. And then my friend came around the corner with that deck in her hand and said, this is your deck. So I was like, okay, we're going home.
Is that your serious deck or your?
That is my serious deck. That's my antagonist deck. That is my, I call it antagonist deck because I'll just go ahead and talk about it. Like it doesn't have reverse meanings and there are readings I've done. I need the reverse meaning. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's teaching me to go look it up, go find it. It's a teaching deck for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So, the other deck I picked up was an empath deck. And I have a friend that keeps popping up. She's popping up everywhere. Mm-hmm. And she's also on a new path of enlightenment. And I feel like I'm supposed to give her something. And I don't know what it is. And I keep picking the wrong things to give her.
Right.
That deck was not hers either.
Mm-hmm.
I kept trying to put it off on her. And it's mine. And how I know it was mine, my friend, the first friend that we went shopping together, she called me up and she's like, did you get an Oracle deck? I was like, no, I didn't. And she's like, I think you need an Oracle deck. Like, this is just speaking to me. And I look over and sure enough, the empath deck that I thought was for someone else is for me. Like, it's an Oracle deck.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay. And then I have my Gypsy deck, which is my fun, free, like, I just want to do this one all the time because it's the fortune-telling one. Like, who wants to go back and deal with their past and deal with the present? We want to know the fun stuff in the future.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So, but they definitely, it sounds weird, but they speak to me. It's not audible, mm-hmm. verbal, but it's a knowing.
Yeah. Like, intuition, kind of.
Yeah. So, fun thing with my Gypsy deck, you know, it was so bright and sunny yesterday. I just got the impression, like, my cards, because I've read like charging your cards in the sun and stuff is like really good. It's like taking care of them.
Mm-hmm.
I just got this impression of like a little kid wanting to go with their dad. I remember me like being so excited and wanting to go everywhere my dad went.
Yeah.
Even if it was to the dump, I wanted to go with him. And that's the impression I got from my Gypsy deck.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we want to go play.
Right.
So it's in a booklet thing. So it's like a box set.
Mm-hmm.
So when you open it, on one side is where the cards sit, and it sits perfectly and tightly. And then on the other side is the book that interprets, like, with all the
things
and stuff. So when I opened the book to say, I was like, okay, you know, we'll go. The first card in my Gypsy deck is a sun card, which it keeps popping up everywhere, like, every day. And when I open the book, I normally put it sun side down,
mm-hmm.
and it's just a plain orange. When I opened the, it had flipped out of its pocket, and it was sun side up.
Like, yeah.
Let's go.
Like, let's play.
Yeah. So it went in the car with me all day. It went to my Reiki session to get energized. that my Reiki person was like, are we going to use your deck today? I was like, no, they're just here to observe, get energy. And I'm saying that, and my logical self is like, that sounds so crazy, but it made perfect sense and felt right.
Yeah. That's really cool. Like, let's see. Like, do you have any like paranormal stories that you've experienced so far?
Yeah. So, I got this book, about learning the tarot and ancestors, about learning your ancestral background through the tarot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like a workbook kind of thing. And that is what I'm supposed to use with my Sirius deck.
Mm-hmm.
Is that, you know, that workbook.
All right, so you were saying you were working through your ancestral book?
Yeah, so working through that book, I'm starting to, like, learn stuff, but it's work. You know, like, you're learning, you're concentrating, and it's hard to... It's not as fun as it's not hard. It's just not as fun as the gypsy deck. You know,
it's not
as fun as asking yes or no questions and getting valid yes or no questions. It's not that fun. So I kind of like put it away. I put it off, you know, I put it in the drawer, and I kept getting the message that I needed to be working on that book like the night before.
Mm-hmm.
And I did it. Like, I'm tired. I don't want to pull it out. Like, I don't want to do this. I ignored it.
Yeah.
You know, the next day I always pour whole cards in the morning, and I'll do it with my different decks.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned like my witch deck that goes with the ancestral book.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they just paired up together.
Right.
Like that one, I went to pull my daily cards for that one, and they were all bad. Like, the devil, like all this stuff. And I was like, okay, I don't accept that. Not,
right.
That is not, like, that's a, like, the cards came out like the apocalypse.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. And the message I got from that was, this is not our fun. Like, this is not what you use on a daily basis to play. You're not there yet.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, I needed to respect the deck. The deck mm-hmm. felt like an older woman that doesn't want the little girl yapping and jumping
right.
playing. Like, this is not what that deck is for. So that was like interesting that, like, I'm, like, this deck is mine, but
it's for work.
It's for work, exactly. Yeah. Or you're going to get the apocalypse.
Right. Like, stop playing with me,
but
little
it
girl.
So, it was so exaggerated that
yeah.
I was like, oh, come on.
Yeah.
You know? And then...
The tower, the devil.
It was literally the tower and then the devil. And then, that deck is really serious. I ignored it. Like, I didn't want to mess with it. I pulled my cards for that day, and I still wasn't... This is the second day I had the card, so I'm, like, energized, like,
mm-hmm.
full-on, like, let's just play. You know, like a kid with a
yeah.
new thing that they like.
Right.
And I kept ignoring the work to it, and So when I went to pull the cards out initially, and I basically... I ignored what I was supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
So when I opened the drawer, like, I heard it sounded like something fell on my dresser.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't see anything. Later, there's something that happened in between that I'll talk about in a second. But later, when I went to go do the work and pull that card out, I heard the exact same sound. What it was, that sound was not something falling on my dresser. It was the sound of the cards hitting the side of the box.
Mm-hmm.
In their box. Like...
Yeah, like, it was like, excuse me.
Right. And then when I did get him, it was like, mm-hmm, I told you so.
Yeah.
I had to go get them for a specific reason.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm playing, and all of this stuff has to do, you know, like, intention and
mm-hmm.
stuff. And what I'm learning is having these gifts and abilities is not for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It's for others. Your purpose is to enlighten others and raise their vibrations, not raise your own. Like, your own get naturally raised
mm-hmm.
if you're doing your pathway and your work. It's not meant for you to seek out
power,
exactly.
validation,
so,
and stuff.
well, you can get validation, but it's the ego.
Yeah.
The ego thing. So I was sitting there and I had my gypsy cards and I was asking them questions, yes and no questions.
Mm-hmm.
And I was getting like answers. Like it was fun.
Yeah.
Like in the beginning, like the first time I did the yes and no and it worked, like I asked, like, can I ask yes and no questions to the end of the deck? Because I had already asked my questions that I initially,
yeah,
but it was working, so I wanted to keep going. And it said no. And literally, I asked the question, can I ask any more questions? And it said no. Like, basically, you're done.
Like, yeah.
That was the card I got.
Yeah.
And so it was a no card, but it also the meaning of the card was, like, ending.
Yeah.
So, and it ended 3 cards from the end of the deck.
Yeah.
It stopped. Like, so that confirmed, like, my answer of, no, I can't ask questions all the way to the end.
Right.
You know, like, yeah, little things like that. So then I got, so I've had a lot of my friends and people, you know, you'll have people tell you things about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's comforting because we don't see ourselves that way.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, it started boosting my ego.
Right.
Like, I'm like, oh, I'm powerful. Like, oh, you know?
Yeah.
And that's not okay.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened when I started asking, am I powerful? Do I have abilities? When I set those intentions and mm-hmm. shuffled the cards, the first card I got was something's wrong in your house. You need to smudge.
Yeah.
And I ignored it. Like, I just got my sage and smudged, like, right where I was at.
Right.
And the card literally said, smudge your whole house, open the windows.
Is right.
what the card said, basically.
Yeah.
And I didn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And as I'm pulling more cards, so I've been working with my ancestors and stuff. And so when I pulled a card and said, am I working with my ancestors? It was like, no. And so I'm like, am I working with spirit, like my spirit guide?
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, no. And then I got the, like, stop now.
Yeah.
Is what I got.
Yeah.
And I stopped.
Mm-hmm.
I saged the whole house. Open windows, burned the blessing candles, like did the whole nine yards and everything was fine. And I didn't feel like that. It was a lower vibration,
mm-hmm.
but it was that base. If you think about it, that ego centric
yeah.
base, lower vibration doesn't have your best interest.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's create chaos and destruction.
Did it mess anything up in your house?
No, nothing like that. It was just, oh, yeah, I forgot. So when I burned sage the first time, the lazy way, my ceramic bowl that I burned the sage in broke in half, and half of it fell on the floor, along with a whole bundle of sage that I had to put out before it started the carpet fire. Yes, so yeah, that did happen.
Yeah.
But that was like the chaos destruction.
Right.
You know? Like, it was just not the vibration I'm supposed to commune with and talk to. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that, so the message comes full circle, because later on when I did pull out the deck to do the work
mm-hmm.
and I pulled out my book, the very next chapter was on finding your protective spirit guide, like ancestor guide that's supposed to help you in whatever journey you're currently in.
Mm-hmm.
So basically the message I got, and it was like, okay, you know, I don't know anything.
Mm-hmm.
Was I should have, had I done that yesterday when I was first told to do it,
mm-hmm.
I would not have had that interaction so soon with a lower vibration. Like, I would have
yeah.
been more prepared to recognize it quicker,
mm-hmm.
acknowledge that first card quicker, and not have that interaction. That it scared me, but not scared me on a,
I was
like,
about to ask.
I'm not, it scared me on a respectful, I went too far away, but
yeah.
not on a, I'm not supposed to be doing this.
Way. Right.
Like, it wasn't a, oh my goodness, I've done something really bad and messed up my life. You know, it was
yeah.
not like that. But it was like a warning, like a, you don't know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Settle down, little one.
Yeah. So, piggybacking off of that, you said, when we were talking earlier about there's certain protections and stuff that you can put into place
mm-hmm.
whenever you go into this, is mm-hmm. that, tell me about that. Is that just like prayer, or is that like, what does that look like?
So it doesn't have, like, some people have like stuff that have been sayings and phrases that have been passed down, mm-hmm. but I feel like everybody has the power to bless and do things themselves, because once you really get into these things, you realize it's all in you. How many times have you told you already have the tools? You mm-hmm. already know, because it's all you.
Right.
Like, even when you're calling, you're part of this, when you're calling on God, like what religion doesn't know and acknowledge for a lot of reasons is everybody's praying to the same God.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same God. Religion is there for a whole other purpose.
Yeah.
And again, that's another whole other topic. But when you ask that, yeah, like you can sit there and I can just sit here and say, like, please, God. Mm-hmm. Literally one of the breath work things that I was gonna talk about with you. The prayer we say at the beginning is, let God's love and light surround me, protect me for my life. Mm-hmm. You know, like that's so simple. And like you're saying God, but it's what it means to you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So
you don't have to do anything special. It can be as simple as, God, please protect me. I'm scared.
Yeah.
It's the same source.
So
it's
like
the same thing.
If I say, dear God, protect me, and I'm thinking of the all-powerful being of the universe, and you say, hey spirit, or hey God, or whatever, is it the same thing?
Yes. It's all the
right.
same.
So like, I thought that's what was really interesting, because then, like, you know, I've had qualms about, like, religion and stuff. Mm-hmm. It makes it seem kind of like a machine outside of what was originally intended.
Yeah, it is a machine. It is. It is. And this is what I, like, the reason why I'm kind of hesitant to really get into mm-hmm. talking about it is because I know this is something I need more knowledge on before I pass things along.
Oh, yeah,
you know
for
what
sure,
I'm saying?
For
but
sure.
On the outside, like the shadowy periphery, not shadowy, but like the thing I can't quite see clearly,
mm-hmm.
it is a machine. Religion is designed to fuel with energy,
mm-hmm.
negative and positive. But if you are religious, start thinking to yourself about what religion feels like to you on
mm-hmm.
a daily basis. On a daily basis, are you filled with peace and love and light? Or on a daily basis, are you constantly telling yourself you're never enough, you're never going to attain God and Jesus and all of those things?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, the Bible teaches you'll never get there.
Yeah.
Until you die.
For me, that was my hyper focus.
That is to keep you fueling the machine.
Right.
With your self-deprecation and negative energy and all of that stuff that we were taught, like, this is the way it's supposed to be.
But people can have really cool religious experiences because I think they're tapping into that, the real.
They're tapping into the real light and love. I mean, you're tapping, it's all real.
Yeah.
It's all real. It's just the paradigm for which you filter it
mm-hmm.
is different for everybody.
Yeah.
Like, that's where I'm like, I'm not
yeah
far enough into my learning about the religion
yeah
to be able to clearly define with confidence what I'm talking about.
Right.
Like,
right.
It's still conspiracy in my head right now.
And I say all this, like, I normally say, like, you know, if I get scared, if something goes too far, I'm always like, dear God, protect me. You
like,
know?
Like, I think that when you get further into this work, you will see that it is all, like, I can call on Rishna or Krishna, whatever, you know, an Indian god, and it's the same god as you're
mm-hmm.
calling on for Jesus. It's the same.
Yeah.
They're all the same.
Tell me a little bit about, like, more about your awakening and, like, what you were able to do and everything.
So really, it was as simple as me saying, okay, I literally said out loud, I said, okay, I accept that this is a part of me, my heritage, and I want to know.
Mm-hmm.
And I opened myself up to know, but only to beings of light and love and for my betterment right now, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I know that I'm supposed to know both sides, the light and dark. But for right now, like, just because I'm so new to this and I do know that it is all real and you can't open yourself up too far if you don't know what you're doing. And that goes along with saying the prayer of like,
yeah,
and blessing. So I just like said, I'm open with a filter. Like I'm open with a caveat. I'm open to what I need to receive is what kind of started things. And then throughout this week, all this information started flooding in. They call it downloads.
Yeah.
And my crown chakra buzzes and tingles and I get information. And
your crown chakra is basically your head.
Yes. It's where you connect to the universe. So your crown chakra is where mm-hmm. you connect to the universe. Your root chakra is grounding you to the earth.
Yeah.
And that's important because once you get into this work and you start seeing the other side of things, you don't want to stay here. Not that it's not that you want to commit suicide, but you want to get done
mm-hmm.
quicker so that you right. can move to the better places. But how much is that like religion?
Yeah.
Like all of these things that I'm learning is so similar to what I learned in religion, but it just makes sense now.
Yeah.
Like it fits. Like religion never felt like the puzzle fit together.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's a piece that just doesn't jive with me.
Yeah.
Like, and this is like, oh, okay.
This makes sense. Yeah.
Sense. And this is that we're all connected to this universal consciousness. It's all the souls, past, present, future. And there's teachers and guides and it's all there.
And I know to some people listening that tune in mainly for the spooky stories, this might sound like a lot of hokey stuff, but I've experienced some of these things myself. Like whenever I went to go get my cards read and the place was buzzing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how do you describe that to somebody that has never experienced that? You're just like, you're like, no, the place was buzzing. Like, I felt electric.
Well, when I paused earlier, it's because I couldn't concentrate because my foot was buzzing.
And yeah.
I'm like, okay, like I need to acknowledge this so I can concentrate.
Right.
They just became like aware of it. It's not, they just haven't had a lot of paranormal experiences. And she finds it so cool that she feels the buzzing in mm-hmm. her crown chakra when she's getting information.
Do you ever feel pressure at your third eye right here?
Oh my goodness, yeah.
Because I feel pressure there all the time.
I was reading the cards and I felt like there was a card that didn't make sense. And when I had flipped that card over, I had this huge, almost blinding pounding right at my third eye.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, this must be right. Like, I thought it was a positive. And it ended up, it was like that was telling me I was wrong.
Right.
Like, so throughout the course of that, basically, I was able to interpret what that card really was. And that it was it was put in there to throw me off.
Mm-hmm.
To, like, see if I could filter it and figure, you know, intuitiveness, figure out what's going on. And when I did, and when I was able to, I understand what that card really was and what it meant and stuff, it was like I felt applause and happiness, like I mm-hmm. passed a test. And
right.
Like, no, I don't hear all of that. I don't even really hear it in my head. It's a feeling
mm-hmm.
and a knowing
right.
that I have. And you can't shake it from me. Like,
yeah.
It's there. Like, I know.
Right.
But I've never known before. You know me. Like, we've always. Like,
yeah.
How different do you see me in my confidence of this information?
Right. You're, like, exuding that energy right now.
Isn't that what the card said, too?
Right. Okay. All right. We'll take a short break and get right back into it after this.
Okay.
All right, welcome back. All right, so tell me a little bit about, you were telling me about, well, before we get into that, I was going to ask you about the Akashic Records, but before we get into that, what we were talking about before, do you think that's why me and you had, like, experiences with the paranormal growing up and stuff? Were we more open than the others, or Do you have an explanation for that?
So I think that, so I am an absolute believer that we're in a loop and we are reincarnated.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that basically you choose your life, basically, you know, like there's lessons to learn. Mm-hmm. So I feel like for us that, because we weren't necessarily open and oppressed by certain religious stuff, that the experiences we did have were like overflow, because I think previously we're more enlightened. So I think the more enlightened you are,
mm-hmm.
that when you come back to learn lessons, like you're a little bit further. So I think when you come back again,
mm-hmm.
you're going to be even more in tune. So you may come back as a psychic and not have to find
mm-hmm.
paranormal, like figure it out. You know what I'm saying? You might know already. You might not have to remember as much as everybody else does.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Eventually everyone wakes up. Eventually. But it could take millennia. You know what I'm saying? There's no time. Like time is... I don't think you can really put time to it, but yeah, I think.
Okay, so you're saying basically that the reason we're open in this lifetime, and since, like, mom was always like, I don't know what happened to you when you were a child that you were able to see that stuff. Do you think it's because of a previous enlightenment? Like, I got to a certain level of knowledge?
I think that could be an answer. I don't have all the answer, like, I've not gone and asked that, you know, so I don't know for sure. But
right.
I do think it, I do know that it's connected. I think it could be a factor. And our bloodline is very important in that. Like, mm-hmm. your blood and the things that you can do and are passed on are important. And I think their families and people, I just think certain people have certain abilities because we're all meant to do different things for different people. Like, we're supposed to bring different gifts and things. So what you can do, I may not be able to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that the family and what you are capable of is connected.
Yeah.
That's my theory. Like,
okay.
That's something that, you know, I'll say when it's a theory and I'll say when it's like, no, I know this is what it is.
Because I know mom, like, you barely ever get a story out of mom, but every now and then she'll tell us that she's just as in tune with, like, seeing stuff as, like, I am.
Yeah, and I think it's for her, like, I think there's overflow in things that we can't ignore. Like, I could sit here, we could be like, our other sister, Paige, who was like, none of this happens. Like, I don't want to know. I mean, she knows it happens, but she doesn't want to know. And our mom doesn't want to know.
Yeah.
Like, I think there's just a factor of, like, it's going to come through whether you want it to or not. But I think also people ignoring their true selves or why we're all depressed and stuff.
Yeah.
Let me take that back. There is definitely... our bodies are flawed and there's chemical things that cause depression too. Depression mm-hmm. is not just it's not that solely. So don't take that as like, if everybody gets enlightened, no one's depressed. No.
Yeah.
Being enlightened does not mean this life becomes all of a sudden easy.
Sunshine
or
and roses.
Have any answers. Like it's kind of a catch 22. You feel like you have the tools and the ability to go out and do these things and like live your best life now, but you're still going to have the same issue. You know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right.
It's not the fix all that it may sound like.
Don't
I'm
go
implying.
Off of your meds, people.
Yeah. Don't go off your meds. Definitely. No. And take them on time.
Yes. What was I going to say? It's just like the other day whenever I was like, when we were talking about demons and stuff, being attracted to like depression and all this kind of stuff. And then I was like, wait, just because you're depressed doesn't mean you have a demon.
Right.
It just feeds off of negativity and that right. lower energy.
Right. And there are chemical imbalances. And so you can get into a slippery slope there and almost like religious fanatics who are like, not getting the cancer treatment because they know it's going to go away. You know what I'm saying? Like you can just really get too far into stuff. But that's why it's balance. Everything's balance.
Right.
And it's teaching you balance too. You can't have all good with no dark.
Yeah.
It's not reality.
Right. So definitely don't go off your meds. Science is real, people.
Yes, science is definitely real. That is not what the thing, but what you'll learn is it's not as separate as we think it is.
Yeah, I think one day we'll realize scientifically some of the stuff that we figure out spiritually too.
Yeah, definitely. And like, I believe this is just one existence and dimension. I think you go to others. I think there's lots. There's like infinity of lessons to learn, you know? Yeah. But you do get to the end. I do know that.
Yeah.
And, you know, the conclusion to what I've learned and like the path that I'm on now is just that I'm on the right path. And there are tools to make it a little bit better, but I still have to do the same suffering as everybody else is what we're here to do. The lessons we're here to learn.
So tell me a little bit about the Akashic Records.
The Akashic Records. I've never heard of the Akashic Records until 2 weeks ago. And now they're showing up everywhere. I wouldn't say everywhere, but they're definitely, I didn't even like want to research it or acknowledge it until I had basically in my last Reiki session we accessed the Akashic Records, and oh my goodness, it's like the Akashic Records. You should definitely look up the Akasha. Every single culture in history has something about the Akashic Records. It's called the Book of Life in Southern Baptist. It's that book at the end that God reads, except you're the one that reads it to your teachers and God, and they help you with the lessons you still need to learn and help you figure out where you need to go to learn those lessons.
So basically you're reading, it's a record of your life.
It's a record of your life. And it literally, like we were taught in religion, it is everything.
Yeah.
The Akashic Records holds all the soul's lives, all the recorded history. Not only that, it holds all the history for the earth. You can do a Akashic record on a house. You can go and find the history of the house that you're in through the Akashic records.
You're only supposed to access like your own kind of thing?
But that's for a soul.
Yeah.
A house is not a soul.
Gotcha.
A house is not going to reincarnate. They're not going to move to another dimension. They're stuck here. So it's not like important, you know, it's important, but it's not.
Do you know where like spirits and stuff fit in this belief system?
It's all one. You just got to think about it as like one source that branches off into an infinite amount of directions.
Yeah.
And there's still the creator, the one.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to go find out all that yet. You know, like it's there, you can, but
because that's what I would want to know.
But this is the thing, in my research and stuff and like listening to people who do this on a regular basis, why is that? So so yes, we're human and we want to know why in the beginning and who's in charge. Yes, we want to know that because we're curious. But is that going to help you on your journey of learning lessons and teaching in this life, knowing that information?
I don't know.
Is it
maybe
relevant? No. It's ego that wants to know that. It's wanting to know something that nobody else knows and only you could have access to it.
Right.
It's making you special. Like, we all want to be
that
special.
That egocentric.
Yes. And so that's why it's there, but it's not necessarily for you to know or access.
Right. That's why even in religious communities, they're like, oh, I believe that. I'm not going to touch it.
But if you think about it, the Garden of Good and Evil, Eve, she got in trouble for accessing what?
Knowledge.
Knowledge that she didn't need to be accessing.
Yeah.
And her entire world changed.
Right.
Because of it.
Yeah. All right, let's take a short break and get right back at it after this. All right, so jumping right back into it.
So we were talking a little bit. I started talking about the Akashic Records, and it's so vast. And the little I have just an inkling of understanding of what it is based off an experience I had 48 hours ago. So I am not an expert. I say do your own research. And also, in your research, just keep in mind, anytime you're doing these kind of things, like if someone says something's a certain kind of way and it does not sit right with you, that's not your truth. That's not right for you. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
so if the Akashic Records mean something to me and it just doesn't quite sound right to you, mm-hmm. like, I don't feel that, then don't feel it. You know, it doesn't mean that I'm right and you're wrong, or you're right and I'm wrong, or I don't know what I'm talking about. It's just that's not the truth to you right now. You know what I'm saying? That's not, you don't have the information I got.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. So do your research. Don't just take what I have to say and like,
yeah,
on Facebook. It could be fake news. I'm just joking. But so the records, I'd never heard of it. I went to do a Reiki session because after all this enlightenment and knowledge I've gotten this week, like I just felt like energy was pinging off every cell in my body and I needed a release, which is Reiki is perfect for energy release. And I had been avoiding a lot of people that I know can see things and know things and hiding because I didn't want anyone to know those deep, dark things that you think about yourself and are against society and stuff, and you just got to let go. It's a lot. I was hiding.
Yeah.
So I go and I tell my friend, I was like, I've been hiding from you. She's like, I know, but I'm always the one that waits until it's about like the fever pitch. We need to call 911 before I go get myself taken care of. So she, in talking to her, she was like, I think this is what we need to do for you. I was like, okay. So we did breath work, and the easiest way, the fastest way to connect to the other side, to your third eye, and all of that is through breath work. So it's important to know that breath work does not mean you're accessing the Akashic Records.
Right.
Necessarily. Breath work is something, is able to tune in to that universal consciousness, that paranormal psychic stuff. You know?
Yeah.
It's really uncomfortable, the breath work. So you're breathing, you're doing exaggerated breathing just up in your chest, and your mouth is open for 10 minutes. And as you're doing it, you're like releasing anything that pops up, like anger, self-loathing, like all of these things that you're struggling with, need to let go, start popping up, and you breathe it out. And it's really uncomfortable. It's awkward. But what, you know, my Reiki person was telling me, like, yes, breathing, we don't like to do it. How many times have you been in a bad situation where you're like, someone tells you, breathe, take a breath? We don't want to breathe because breathing means we're feeling, and we don't feel those negative, those uncomfortable things. We don't like it. We don't want to do it.
Yeah, like, I know 9 times out of 10, I'm going to be like, I don't want to feel that negative emotion.
So when I started doing the breath work with her, like, she did it with me, and she was guiding me through it, and the thought that came was like, this is going to be the way I have to do things all the time because I hate it. Like, this is like something that I'm going to loathe. And it is, like, I've tried several times to do some breath work this weekend and I just haven't. Like, I start and I'm like, this sucks. I don't want to do it.
I mean, that's probably for a purpose. You're not playing with some stuff. Like, I know I wouldn't access it if that was annoying, you know?
Yeah, but you like, if you want to tune in and if you really want genuine answers without doubt, without second guessing yourself, like, is this ego or is this real? You're going to have to do the work. Whatever the work is, it may not be breath work for you. For me, it's breath work, but breath work is ancient. There's a lot of it out there, and it is the quickest way to access that higher self, that higher consciousness. So before we did the breath work, she had said, we're going to do breath work, but in that, we're going to be accessing the Akashic records, like, mm-hmm. get you some answers, some clarity. Because I went and my intention was, I needed clarity and release is what I needed. Because I was mm-hmm. just having so much come in, and I was like, I'm exhausted. I can't take it all. And so we did the pathway prayer.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a sacred pathway prayer, and it is like, there's many different ways to access the Akashic records, but this is the surefire, you're going to the records.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. So it's a prayer you say, and you're calling on God, like God. You say God.
Yeah.
So that's where it's like, God is the same no matter
yeah.
what. So you just basically call and you just ask if you can access yours. And before we did the breath work, then we started doing the breath work. And in the beginning, it felt more like the Reiki, like I'm releasing guilt
mm-hmm.
and all this inner stuff that I hold on to, depression, I release religion, like I breathed it out. And you're like taking these deep, hardcore breaths and like blowing, and it's starting to feel good. Like you're starting to feel better. Mm-hmm. And there are things that, yeah, I breathed it out. It's still there. It's
yeah.
less though.
Yeah.
It feels less. It's like a couple more times of this and I'm going to be rid of it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And, so while I was laying there in even with Reiki, you're going to cry or laugh or like all these emotions come out
mm-hmm.
and I know that, and you have to be open to just being vulnerable and trusting the person that's in the other room is not gonna, they're not judging you
all. Right,
and that's hard, like ego doesn't want that, ego
yeah,
doesn't
yeah.
want us to like be vulnerable and crying and snotting all over the place in front of people,
right,
you know? So I'm laying there and I got through the 10 minutes
mm-hmm.
finally. And she's like, breathe normal. And I fought it. Like there were several times she's like, no, you're not breathing deep enough. Like that's why you need a coach too.
Yeah.
When you're just getting started. Cause I know eventually I'll enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't right now.
Right.
But then it was almost like I went somewhere else.
Yeah.
Like that it was definitely, I was here. And I knew I was here and I was aware of here, but I was in a happy place. Like I was in a warm, I don't know. It was like a shadow. It sounds, not all black and stuff is bad.
Yeah.
So me saying Shadowlands is
mm-hmm.
if your initial reaction is bad, it's religion that's causing that initial
yeah.
reaction. So it was like a shadowy, warm, mystical place. Like some people see a full-on library when they
mm-hmm.
go to their records. Like I saw this place because this is my path.
Mm-hmm.
I asked for clarity. I started getting it. Like I kind of got an overview, like an orientation. Orientation is exactly what I called it.
Yeah.
I got an orientation to the Akashic records and what I'm supposed to be doing with my life, because that's where you go to find that stuff out.
Yeah.
So I know that I got the information that I'm going to be doing Akashic records for people, like helping
yeah.
them read it and guiding them through that. Like I'm going to be getting messages. I'm a conduit. All this week I've bought things that were not for me
mm-hmm.
and given them away to whoever I was told to give it away.
Yeah.
It's the same. I keep bringing religion into this because it's so parallel. So, you know, have you ever heard the preacher say, I was told by God to give that missionary that money, and
mm-hmm.
I did, and I was blessed. It's the same. It's the same I'm doing here. You know what
yeah.
I'm saying? It's
yeah.
the same.
Right.
Anyway. So I got that information. I got the quit doubting yourself.
Mm-hmm.
These feelings, these visions, the dreams, all of this stuff is real, and you've done it before. You're just remembering.
Yeah.
How to do it.
And basically this is like, this resonated on a level like.
Okay. So you know how, and here we go with religion. We're definitely going to have to do a religion podcast. So you know how there's the whole, am I saved or not? In
yeah.
religion. And there's that, they address the doubt of your salvation. But not one person I have ever listened to gave me a definitive enough answer to answer the question why I didn't feel safe.
Yeah.
Not one.
Right.
I know with 100% confidence and peace that the Akashic records are real and what I know is real.
Yeah.
And it's crazy. Like, it's a piece that passes all understanding. Like, yeah. I know I use a lot of, like, this terminology because that's what I grew up with. And it's easy and it's relatable.
It's hard to get rid of.
It is, but it explains it very well.
Yeah.
You know, and it's all interrelated. So,
yeah,
it's going to come up. But it was really cool to get that piece and that confidence. Like, I literally, how was I looking at you when I first saw you when you came in? And you were like, what's wrong with you?
Like, you were smiling. Like...
And I was like, I just know so much and it's going to be so good. It's going to get so much better. But I also got the message, like, you're going to help your brother see these things, mm-hmm. but he's not ready yet. And then how, you know, I couldn't contain myself in our conversations. And, you know, you're like resistant, but for yeah. the wrong reasons.
Yeah, most of my listeners know I'm like a skeptical believer. Like, I want to know a scientific explanation that was possible for what I saw spiritually or something. And I'm also afraid of dabbling too deep mm-hmm. and getting in over my head. So that's my, like, religious upbringing coming out, being like, careful, careful, mm-hmm. you'll get burned.
But it's also that way because you haven't sought out the people who can help you.
Yeah,
you
know what I'm saying? True.
Like, and when you do seek those people out, you turn them off when they try.
Yeah, I have opened myself up several times, and then when it gets scary, I shut it down.
Yeah, but it's scary because you're navigating on your own.
Yeah.
And if you think about it, you're navigating a universal world that's not seen to very many people.
Yeah.
That's huge, and that would be scary.
And trying to figure that out on your own is very much like,
it's impossible.
Oh, I should not be doing this.
And you should not be doing it on your own. But it's the same way, it's the same concept as someone, a religious person exercising a demon. Mm-hmm. They prepare themselves, they've done the work, like, they do these things, they've had guidance to go mm-hmm. do that, you know, work. Like, you gotta, that's my lesson for this week. You got to do the work.
Yeah.
But I don't like to do the work.
Oh, same.
I hate the work. and really, when I did that last session, I was like, and I said it out loud, I was like, breath work is going to be the thing I have to do all the time, isn't it? And she started laughing. I was like, it's because I hate it right now that I'm going to have to do this a million times until I don't hate it. I already know.
I mean, this has been really fascinating, definitely something I'm going to be following up on. But I mean, just hearing about all of these enlightenments and stories and stuff, you know, it's just been fascinating. So do you have anything else before we go today?
Just know, like, I know I probably sound crazy with this stuff, but do your own research, you know. Figure it out. Like, don't take my word for it. Go find it out for yourself. And don't be afraid to look. Like, always protect yourself. Ask for your guardians and angels. Angels are real. You know, they are real. And their job is to be protectors of us. So call on them and protect yourself and do it gingerly. Like, step in with respect.
Yeah.
It's not a parlor trick or game.
Yeah, that's one thing that I've realized through my dreams and stuff is I've been told several times this isn't for a show.
Yeah.
You know.
And when you just realize that enlightenment and being able to see things that other people can't see as far as, like, truth and the future and the past and all this stuff does not make your life all of a sudden, I'm not about to be a millionaire celebrity living my best life. That is not about to happen.
Right.
So this is not like a
fix your life quick.
No. And it's not like a secret that's all of a sudden going to make me, you know, different than what I am already.
Right.
You know, it enhances. It's not gonna,
I think it fills in some blanks.
It definitely does. Like, I'm excited to work in the Akashic Records, to be honest. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm super excited to go. But also, you know, there's that excitement of, and I'm not meant to know everything, so mm-hmm. calm down a little bit.
Right. Well, thanks for being here today. I've really enjoyed our conversation.
Yeah, it wasn't that far of a travel.
All right. So basically, that was my sister talking to us about kind of some enlightenment, awakening that she's had recently. If you want to follow us on Facebook, we're at Paranormal Stories. Spooky Shiz is in parentheses. Follow us on Facebook. That's the group. If you have any spooky stories or any family heritage or want to follow up on this particular podcast, reach out to us through the Facebook page. You can post your questions or stories to the page, or you can message me privately to remain anonymous. All right, that's it for today. Stay spooky, my friends.